Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. Moose, breezy, sun's peaking this morning. We'll take it. Are there any older parents listening who had kids at an older age? 585-252-9800. What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced having a child later in life? We got a message from a woman by the name of Olivia. She's going to be 43 in November. Here's the message. Hi, guys. I thought this would be a good question to ask. I always appreciate any open and honest feedback from listeners. My name's Olivia from Fairport, 42, going to be 43 in November, with almost six-year-old twins. Lately, I've been thinking about having another child. Both my husband and I are considering having one more, but due to my age, yes, I'm a bit reluctant and scared. Are there any older parents here? What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced having a child later in life? And do you regret having a baby in your late 30s, early 40s? I adore my kids, and I feel I have more patience with them as time goes on, which is probably the reason why I would want another child before it's too late. There are so many questions and concerns in my head, but I am worried that when I look back on my life, I'll regret not having more kids. So any advice or encouragement is more than welcome. Am I crazy for wanting a child at my age?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
I mean, I feel like now more than ever before, people are having children later in life. And I think, honestly, it's more financially responsible and honestly less selfish to have. Like, I feel like a lot of people hear that and they're like, no, it's actually the quite opposite, because you're being selfish for most of your 20s and 30s. And then what? You're going to have a kid at 40 and then you're going to die early on your kid. Like, I think that a lot of people see it from that lens. But if you flip the coin and you think, well, if I have a kid older, when I'm more established, I have a better income, I'm more, you know, I have some stake in the game in my job, in my career, they're going to ultimately have a better life.
I don't want to assume, but I have to on this particular situation, that some people definitely have more stability later on in life when they're a little bit older. They're more financially responsible. But let's not beat around the bush here. Those listening, be 100% straightforward. How was it having a kid later in life? Because Olivia is going to be 43. She wants one more child. She wants to know, is she crazy for wanting another one? And yeah, I think there's some health risk involved the older you get, especially as a woman, you know, when it comes to having another child.
Right.
But people do it. Who's that Indian woman that got pregnant with twins at like 75? You know, if she can do it, you can do it. 585-252-9800. I do have a friend of a friend who was 44 and had her first child.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Somebody like that too.
Seems to be very happy. I would imagine that you're a little bit more tired than if you were in your 20s. And that's what I hear from so many people too. You better hurry up, because once you're past 40, you're going to be too exhausted to keep up with a kid. Honestly, I'm like, well, then go to the gym.
Honestly, also something that should be talked about more that isn't talked about is like normalize egg freezing and the egg freezing process. I think that there's so many women that worry so much about their timeline and their biological clock ticking. And I know not all insurances cover egg freezing, but if it was talked about more and made more of an option, you wouldn't feel this worry at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely an option. I know a lot of people that do that, too. Let's go over to Allison on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you an older parent?
I am. I had my daughter at 41 years old.
Oh, perfect example. Tell us about that. How did it go? How did you feel?
I think my biggest challenge is all of my friends, their kids were already older.
Yeah, I think about that, too, because a lot of my friends, their kids are 13, 12.
Yeah, so here I am older, and, you know, when we want to go to Seabreeze, whatever it may be, I have nothing in common with my friends.
Right.
So that was my biggest challenge.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, like, yeah. So my question to you is, would you be willing to find different friends? Not saying you have to like let go of your friends that you already have established, but would you be willing to find friends that are in the same era of life?
I definitely would. I look for that all the time.
Sure.
They're very difficult to find.
But you got to join a kickball league.
Something. But I have to tell you that I am in the best shape of my life. I feel amazing. I am 50. I will be 51 in July. I have never felt better. I have never looked better.
Yeah. You go, girl.
Pop all the way off, queen.
Good for you.
Pop all the way off. So I'm saying to you, like, if you were to find this group, they would more than likely be younger than you, but they would have children your son or daughter's age. I don't know what you have, but
what do you have?
Nine now.
I was going to say you got a 9-year old.
Yeah. So
if there's anything that you could have done different, what do you think it would have been?
Oh God. I don't think that I would have done anything differently. No regrets.
Good. So when's the next one?
Never. We're done.
Okay, there you go.
One and done.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling up. Thank you. We're going to go over to Rich this morning that says, Mom, my mom was 39. My dad was 45 when I was born. My siblings were 13 and 15. I don't think I missed anything by not having younger parents, but I do remember my dad got tired very quickly when we played at the park.
I just think that when I was in high school, I had a best friend who her parents were... God, they must have been 60 when we were in high school.
Yeah, so, I think about that.
And I'm like, you know, that's all fine and well. And they were wildly successful and extremely rich. But it just, I don't know. There's some things money can't buy, like age and time.
You got that right. Yeah, I graduated high school with a buddy. And I remember his dad being so old.
Yeah.
And I was like, man. Well, you know, for some people, that's just everybody's on a different timetable.
On their journey, like we talked about earlier this morning.
We got another person. Elena says, I had my third at 43. I got pregnant on the first try. Same as with the two older kids. So it's not always difficult. I would say this, though, as an older mom, it's important to try and keep in shape. I go to the gym 3 times a week, so I'm strong and can actually play with him. And I say to this mom, go for it if that's what your heart is telling you to do. Because, yeah, the clock is ticking. And by the time you're 50, you might look back and say, I wish I would have had that third kid.
And also, like, we're hearing from Melissa here as well, who's on the other side of the spectrum. She says, Alyssa here, not an older mom, but a mom that had her kids at 22 and 25. I absolutely have no regrets about having kids young, but sometimes I do wish that I waited until I was older to have them. So, like, either you're going to lose time in the front end of things or you're going to lose time in the back end of things. It's all about your timeline and how much you want to give up and you're willing to give up.
What works best for you? I'm 41. I get the question all the time, even from strangers. People slide into my DMs. I don't know who they are. I had a Kelly last week text me and go, how come you're not married? How come you don't have kids? because the clock's ticking. I'm like, oof. And I'm like, do I really owe you an explanation? I don't think so.
That's really tough.
And you are. If it happens, it will happen. But I think I'm at a comfortable place in my life right now.
If it doesn't happen, you're fine.
Either way, I'm cool with it. And people ask me, I'm like, you know, if it's with the right person, and it absolutely has to be, then I'm all for it. If not, I'm still living a beautiful life. Let me go and finish off with Nancy here, who says, I'm 47 and I have a 6-month-old. Damn! When I was younger, I didn't want kids, nor did I have the disposable income to ensure I wouldn't be struggling from paycheck to paycheck. Do it now so you don't have regrets later on. Best wishes. Also, make sure you stay active in the gym so you have the energy to keep up with them, which is a lot of what our first caller said, too.
So, yeah, it's a lot going on there.
50 in the best shape of her life. Good for you.
Honestly, crushing it.
All right, guys.
I'm obsessed with her.
Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
585-252-9800, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how many of you are like me, where you find yourself from time to time on Reddit. Just kind of...
Oh, wow.
Just...
That's my girlfriend. She lives, breathes...
Really?
Is Reddit, yeah.
I said it once, and I'll say it 100 more times. We belong together. However, you just kind of sometimes find yourself scrolling through different discussions and threads. And sometimes I treat this website as more of a platform to kill time than anything else.
Okay.
Like on the toilet. And it's entertaining because I'll message and comment on other people's discussions, but I'll always tell them exactly what they don't want to hear just to get a rise out of them.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
Yesterday, before I met my brother out for dinner, I was on Reddit and I came across a very interesting post a woman left yesterday. And she says, in 2023, I, 23-year-old female, lost my late boyfriend unexpectedly.
Okay.
And it was devastating. He was a huge part of my life as we were childhood best friends and then dated for 3 years. After he passed, I got a meaningful tattoo in his memory. Now I'm dating someone new recently and things have been going well overall. And he knew about my late boyfriend, but recently... He actually saw the tattoo and got visibly upset, and he said it made him feel disrespected, and it's a clear indication that I'm clearly not over my ex. Now he is wanting me to get rid of that tattoo. Am I an a-hole for having a memorial tattoo for my ex? What are your thoughts, Breeze?
Whoa, that's tricky.
By the way, it's a nice tattoo. It's right on the wrist, and it says... Daniel, and it has the date that he passed away. Like, it's a nice font.
Okay.
It's not trashy.
Listen, I think, oh my gosh, I'm kind of stumped right now. I think that you can get a memory tattoo, a tattoo in memory of someone, ex or not. But putting their name on your body, I think, is a little...
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't put anyone's name on my body, dead or alive. Period, point blank. I don't even think I would put my own name on my body. I also am just not a tattoo girly, which is totally fine. I can see where the boyfriend's coming from, but also I think what pisses me off is when... You get into a relationship with somebody and they act like you lived zero life before you met them. And it's like, sweetie, like, it's so narcissistic for you to think you're my first thing ever in this world. First relationship, first happiness, first this. I am my own person and I've lived many moons before you. And I had this tragic thing happen to me. But at the same time, that's tricky.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Yeah. I don't...
Who are you in Florida with in 2005?
I'm like, oh.
Who'd you go to Florida with in 2005?
It's like, I mean, oh, listen. Yeah, I've been there before. With who?
I mean, if my...
I don't know.
If my girlfriend had a huge tattoo on her back of her late ex who died, I would probably feel a certain way about it. I mean, I don't typically want to see that, but right, I don't know if I could say anything for a number of reasons. One, he's dead, so it's not like I'm in competition with him.
Right.
And second, if she had it before we started dating, she might have made a mistake, you know? Can't really say anything about it. I think this guy's feelings are valid only because, first of all, every time he's probably trying to tie her to the bed, he's going to see this tattoo.
Oh, God. Yep. You took it there. Yep.
That says sure Daniel.
Not the family-friendly show.
But he can't make her remove it. I think that's kind of a hateful move on his part. If she got that tattoo after she started dating someone new, yeah, I can see how that would bother someone. But it's odd. You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. I got a text coming in from Maddie that says, I think he's allowed to feel upset by it. And she's allowed to hold firm on keeping it. But it sounds like one of those things where you just may not be suited for each other.
This person says, current boyfriend sucks. There's no reason to get rid of the tattoo. My kid's father, also my boyfriend, passed away in 2023. And if someone told me to remove my tattoo of him, I would remove that current boyfriend from my life. It's about healing and memorializing, not about the current boyfriend or his feelings. So,
but why do you need the name on there? Can you do it in another way without having the name on there so your current or future boyfriend doesn't always feel like they're third wheel?
Let me riddle you this. Would you feel as strongly about this or have a greater leg to stand on? Or less of a leg to stand on, I should say, if they were married. Like, in she's a widower, is what I'm saying.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think that gets more of a pass, if I'm being honest.
It's a possibility, but, well, let me go to, I gotta read Mario's text here. He said, this girl failed to consider that every time her present boyfriend sits across from her during date night, cuddling to watch a movie, could even be during sex, he will see Daniel there in his face as a reminder that there is a ghost as a third wheel with them. No thanks. I just said the third wheel part. So who else is here? So you're disrespecting him by getting a tattoo before you met him? This is so weird.
This person says, nothing screams insecurity more than someone being jealous of somebody that has since passed.
Somebody who's no longer with us.
Like you said, Moose, like you made, it's funny, but you made a good point. Like, you're not in competition.
No, yeah, you're not in competition with a dead guy. That tattoo is basically a declaration to everyone you meet that you wouldn't be with your current boyfriend if he were still alive.
Yeah.
Interesting. So basically, that's what people think. If he was still alive, you wouldn't be with me. This is giving me flashbacks. When my ex passed away,
right,
my current
girlfriend... Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. You can relate to this.
My current girlfriend got upset with me because I wanted to go to her memorial and pay my respects. And she said to me, I just feel like if she were still alive, you'd still be with her. I said, I probably would be.
She's not.
And I said, this is the dumbest conversation I've ever had. Janae says, my ex-boyfriend passed away and I got a memorial tattoo also, you guys. I even have his ashes And my boyfriend now even went with me to the funeral because he's supportive and he's not a little child. Damn, you moved on quick. Hey, my boyfriend just died. Come through.
You would be surprised how many DMs are sliding. You have zero reason to say anything. They might have been broken up, but because they were better off as friends than a couple. Someone she was close with passed away, and she got a memorial tattoo in honor of. So if I was the girl that, so if it was a girl that passed away, would it be okay? Vice versa, flipping the roles. Like if this was
the gender doesn't matter.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think it matters.
Say that. No, because I think that women are more I know that women are more empathetic and softer and understanding of sensitive topics like that. Mm-hmm. And men are just very like, Daniel, who's Daniel? It's like,
Okay. Yes, I will agree that there are some men out there extremely insecure that are jealous of somebody who has passed away 2 years ago. And the fact that she got this done 2 years ago in 2023 and has had it ever since, you can't demand that she removes it. You either have to put up with it or you move on. That's it.
I'll say it louder for the people in the back. You have no say on someone's past. We'll say it one more time. You have no say or control over someone's past. So let sleeping dogs lie.
This brings me to my next question. Do you guys think I would look cool with a tattoo?
Absolutely not. Next question. Thank you so much.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter. She's confident.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What is something that freaks you out that absolutely shouldn't? I will go first.
Okay.
I've been having a lot of intrusive thoughts again about my heart stopping. That was me last night in bed. I was like, I think my heart's going to stop tomorrow.
No, me. Pre-anxiety meds every morning. You guys know this, but every morning I would wake up and be like, today's the day I'm going to die.
What's wrong with us?
I mean, the intrusive thoughts, obviously, yes, that freaks us out to the 10th degree because we're both mentally ill. But
right.
I think one thing that I wanted to talk about, well, two things that really freak me out that have nothing to do with one another and share and see if anybody else experiences it. Also, 585-252-9800. What is something that freaks you out that shouldn't? And like, I'm not even saying like, ooh, I don't like that. Like, I can't even look at it without getting without getting a shiver down my spine.
Corn.
Sure. Right. Seriously? Are you being funny?
That's yours.
No, not at all.
Oh.
I love corn. Oh, love corn. Mine is hairless cats.
Oh yeah,
I can't. I saw a photo of a hairless cat and I threw my phone across the room. I can't even look at it without getting like shortness of breath. I'm not even trying to be drama right now. It's just like this feeling that I get that is so overwhelming that my body is simply rejecting. I can't look at this. This is freaky to me. Why don't they have hair? Are they cold? Who owns this? Why do they own this? Are they fun to cuddle with? Are they like bitchier than normal cats? What's happening here?
They're the grossest looking things.
They look like a oversized rat.
Growing up, my grandmother had a collection of porcelain dolls that freaked me the F out. And I was like, why? And they always had this like creepy, like the blush on the cheeks and the lipstick. And I'm like, are these dolls grown women or are they four?
Or somewhere in between. Another thing that freaks me out that obviously is super a lot newer and modern than anything, but AI is freaking me out. It's freaky, you guys. I saw a picture of a dog taking a dump that turned and morphed into a video of a middle-aged woman in a dog suit dancing in the lawn. What is happening and why? Why is this happening? I'm very passionate about this and I just can't.
It's crazy when I open Instagram and I see all these AI videos and I'm like, these are my dreams at night. These are the
things. This is my sleep paralysis demon.
This is
period.
What I think about at night. It's just, it's horrible. One person just texted in and goes, hummingbirds.
Mm. Yes. Why?
They don't.
Because of their beak?
Well, no, it's because they don't fly like regular birds. They're just giant, creepy insects, they said. Hummingbirds, that's a good omen, a hummingbird. If you see a hummingbird, it means that something good is about to happen. And I used to have hummingbirds all the time sucking nectar from the palm tree in front of my kitchen window when I was living in LA. And I was like, you know, it's going to be a good day today. Anytime I saw a hummingbird. I love it.
Sucking of the nectar. Can you please look at the video I just sent you of the AI of the dog taking a dump in the middle of the lawn and transforming into a woman cosplaying?
Sure thing.
It's really quite something. And I really can't get that image out of my head.
Oh, my Lord. And this has 112,000 likes. It's so bizarre.
The caption is, someone call 911. This person says, geese and squirrels at Charlotte Beach specifically. Geese are unpredictable. I mean, because I just don't like birds in general. I'm not a bird girl. Never have been. Never will be. They freak me out. We have pigeons that live out front here, and I can't even walk in the building.
Whoever texted in then, I mean, you have every right to be scared. Because every time I've been down at that beach for a casual stroll, those squirrels will attack you. They're way more aggressive than any other squirrel here in the 585. And I don't know why. They are pissed. I tried walking by them and a group of five started to follow me. I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here. I've never been so nervous. What's their deal?
It's giving 100 men versus one gorilla.
100
squirrels versus one moose.
Vanessa says hot air balloons.
Oh,
or
really?
Seeing other large things float high above the ground. Like a plane.
One thing I would never do, I went skydiving, I went in a hot air balloon, I had this like massive bucket list, and I was like, I'm going to do all this before I'm 25, woo! I got crossed off like two things. One thing that I will never do, and I don't understand how people do it, is hang gliding. Are you well? You're literally hanging in the air from a kite. You are attached to a kite, sir.
There's some things I just can't do. Being in a hot air balloon, I will never ever do it, especially with that incident that just took place. With that poor guy, man, he saved two people. The hot air balloon caught fire. He was dangling from the basket from a rope until he finally plummeted to his death, the poor guy. Oh, what a nightmare. It was all caught on video. And I'm like, I will never get in one of those things.
Oh, wow.
Never. You couldn't pay me.
Glad I did it before I saw the video.
You've been in one?
Yes, I went in one.
They don't seem safe.
Wait, can I tell you something crazy? There's a weight limit. This is a horrible story. I can't believe I'm telling this, but whatever. There's a weight limit. I think it's like 250 per person. But there's like 20 people in the basket.
20?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 20.
How big are those baskets?
They're massive.
I thought the capacity was five.
Four sections. No, no, no. I was in a hot air balloon with 20 people. And my friend, I won't name who they are, but they were like pushing 280 at the time.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't think we can go. She's like, I'm just going to lie. I'm like, what?
Oh.
Literally lied about her weight. We got on the hot air balloon. I'm like, if this goes down, it's your fault. Because you literally lied about the weight. So there's that. Truly.
Did you have anyone freak out up there, okay? You've got to keep our composure. There's too much to lose. You've got to keep our composure.
I actually went live on PXY from a hot air balloon when I was in Florida.
Really?
Yes.
The last time I went live from a cell phone, I was in Cancun, Mexico at a strip club with two of my buddies on spring break.
On PXY?
Yeah.
That's a liability. Yep.
Yeah, we
sure
did very different call-ins at the time.
Yes.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.